Joshua renews the covenant of God's deliverance from Joshua and Matthew. Satan offers Jesus all kingdoms, but Jesus says, "Worship God and serve only Him." A popular quote of Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The end of Joshua's life, and he is saddened by his inability to fulfill the task of taking the land that God had promised. Joshua was supposed to remove the Canaanites from the land God gave Israel, but Joshua failed. God would eventually allow the Canaanites to stay in the land as a way to test the commitment of God's people. The temptation of other gods was real and difficult to overcome for the Hebrew people. God led them out of slavery and promised them freedom and land and blessing. The people struggled to see the freedom, the blessing, and to recognize the promises of God, so they turned to other gods. Not much different from God's people today. We see this world's promise of wealth and power, and it's intoxicating. We ask for the blessings of God, but we do not know what to look for. We begin to follow other gods in hope of a bright tomorrow, only to be disappointed. We do not understand what God means when God offers us peace and salvation, because we can only see with human eyes. The evil temptations of this world turn our eyes away from God when we are looking for love and hope. Maybe a shiny new car or a big house that seems satisfying to our appetite of greed, blurred by the promised rewards of hard work. Joshua reminds his people that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob led them out of slavery. The God of Israel made the promises to them if they worship only the one true God. That same God gives us everything we need to live and breathe today. That same God sent His Son to give us life. The God of Joshua is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that freed the people from the evil of Egypt is the same God who comes to us as a human baby to live among us. That same God sends us the open gate that gives us life and salvation. The God that always gives us life continues to long for a relationship with us so that we too can have life in Him. Joshua wants his last words to sink into the hearts of his people so they will turn away from the false gods of this world and turn back to the God that gives life. It is my hope that Joshua's words, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord," will be the words we will use to live our lives today. In Christ we find life, and in Christ we set our hope for our families and our children. In the open gate of Jesus Christ, all things are possible if we keep our faith in the one God who sent Jesus. Turn to that God and do not let empty promises of the evil one pull you away from the salvation you receive from the open gate of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, you saved the people of Israel and chose Joshua to lead your people to the promised land. Choose us and equip us to live with faith and peace. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the open gate. Amen.